HMH Audio presents The Vanishing Box. Written by Ellie Griffiths. Read by James Langton.
1. 14th December 1953. Monday. It was like being in a forest of frozen women. Max walked across the stage, and the girls didn't move. Not even a twitch of a hand or an intake of breath. It was an odd feeling, walking fully dressed between naked women, none of whom paid him the slightest bit of attention. Their eyes were fixed on the back of the stalls, teeth bared in smiles, arms variously uplifted or on hips, feet poised in that curious position that is meant to be flattering to the leg, one toe forward, calf swiveled. There was a cold wind blowing from the wings, but, apart from acres of goose flesh, the only effect was to ruffle the feathers on the skimpy flesh-coloured pants that were the girls' only clothing.
"Didn't I tell you," said Vic Cutler, "didn't I tell you that I had 'em well trained?"
Max had once shared the bill with a lion tamer called Bill Tilsley, who used to boast about his total control over the frankly sad and moth-eaten creature. Max had been quietly pleased when the animal had turned on Bill at the Embassy Theatre Skegness, almost ripping the trainer's arm off. He supposed it probably too much to hope that one of the frozen girls would maul Vic Cutler. He looked back at the girls. They all kept their positions, staring straight ahead. This was not only good training, it was